with tires on his truck this high.
I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cut, where I can spin my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel and Iran showing no signs of backing down, entering another day of missile and airstrikes. In an exclusive ABC News interview, Jonathan Carl spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's leader says their goal is to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities, saying Iran has not shown it's ready to make a deal.
We're going to see if Iran is serious about dismantling their nuclear program, dismantling their missile capacity, dismantling the terror axis that terrorizes everybody in the Middle East and well beyond. If they agree to all of that, obviously, the war could end.
President Trump at the G7 summit in Canada says Iran must agree to a nuclear deal. The U.S. at the same time now shifting resources, including a Navy carrier, to the Middle East. New Jersey's Supreme Court ruling today that a grand jury can examine allegations of clergy sexual abuse of children. The Catholic diocese had tried to block cases from proceeding for years, but notified the court in May it wouldn't oppose it anymore. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs say they're days away from resting their case. Today, ABC's Rena Roy says jurors saw videos entered into evidence of those so-called sex parties several witnesses testified to.
One video, we're told, lasted nearly 40 minutes. The jury only saw a portion of that one. And Combs and the jurors really showed no facial expressions as they were watching. They were very serious as they were watching that video. And they watched them right after prosecutors brought up more text messages about those so-called freak-offs and proof of travel for male escorts for those sexual performances as they try to prove the transportation for prostitution charge that Combs is facing.
Combs has denied the allegations. In West Virginia, at least 6 people have died, 2 others still missing after storms brought heavy rains and flooding. The governor says crews have carried out 40 water rescues so far and more than 60 facilities have been damaged. This is ABC News.
Thunderstorms likely late tonight with a low of 65. Warm and sticky still tomorrow with a partly cloudy skies and a high of 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely early tomorrow night with a low of 63. And periods of heavy rain and storms on Wednesday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, that sun is peeking out. We got mostly cloudy skies out there. The winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour. And now we're back up to about 76 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Valedictorian, I was
let you smile without meaning to. The way you look me in the eye, I think about it all the time. The day we met, the dress you wore, you didn't know I was watching you. I've seen your face somewhere before, and I think about it all the time. This wasn't supposed to happen to me. I'm used to how it used to be. It's not like I've got nothing to do, but I can't keep my mind off you. No, I cannot keep my mind off you. You're not a thought that comes and goes. You're more than a dream or a fantasy. Where it will lead, love only knows. But I think about it. You smile without meaning to. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time.
Just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, if she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side again. answer, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Too late. Well, a Cherokee chief, as he dances alone, he does the Indian boogie to a white man's song, singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina.
Well, a hey ho Alina, whoop whoop,
a winter night.
Was BR549 with Cherokee Boogie right here on Country and Community. Tim Thied here. I'm going to be here until the top of the hour. I'll be playing some more great music for you. And hope you're having a great Monday evening. That sun is kind of peeking out there a bit. I kind of like to see that sun after a kind of a cloudy, rainy day we had today and yesterday. In fact, we received a total of, I got the total right here, 1 inch and 27 hundredths of rain that we received over the 2 days. And we received 56 one hundredths of an inch today alone, 71 one hundredths of an inch yesterday. But yeah, that sun is trying to make its appearance out there, and we've got a temperature. The temperature's now back up to 75 degrees, or back down to 75. It was up to 76. Now it's down to 75 at 7:17. And yeah, that rain came down pretty good yesterday. I worked in place of Bo because he worked for Adam on Saturday, and probably between 4:15 and 4:30, in about 15 minutes time, we received about 49 one hundredths of an inch of rain. So that's about almost a half an inch poured down in 15 minutes time. So yeah, it was a rainy one, but it's supposed to maybe possibly some thunderstorms likely late tonight. Tomorrow's just supposed to be warm and sticky, and then some storms are supposed to come back around tomorrow night. And Wednesday's supposed to be the heavy rain day again. So hopefully we won't get flooded out, but hopefully everybody can get their activities in. I was just counting, 18 days away from Independence Day, 4th of July. And hard to believe that's coming up already. It just seems like we were just trying to get over the cool weather, and now it's going to be getting that. But I got to love this warmer weather. And like I say, June is just flying by. So get ready and hold on to your hats. And hopefully you enjoy your vacation time wherever you're taking a vacation at this year, too. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow there is a Red Cross blood drive, and that's going to be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org. Child care will be provided at the blood drive. And concessions will be available in the Killian Myers building during the Church League softball games tomorrow, with proceeds going towards constructions of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will be open from approximately 6:40 to 9 o'clock each game night until further notice.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on doors. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through.
start singing these blues. All I really mean is a little good news. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. But she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there. Oh, and it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Keep on getting back up when you fall. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. All free, came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people. Good beats evil.
Aldridge, Tough People. And our time is 7:28. And those clouds are back over the sun again. So we got cloudy skies in Richland Center. Winds out of the west at 4 miles per hour. 75 degrees still. And How to Train Your Dragon took flight at the box office this weekend, proving that some remakes still have teeth. According to ComScore estimates, yesterday the Universal live-action adaptation of the beloved animated franchise soared to a strong $83 million debut in North American theaters. The film is directed by franchise veteran Dean DeBlois and follows the unlikely friendship between a young Viking named Hiccup and a dragon called Toothless. It has also claimed the number one spot ahead of Disney's Lilo and Stitch, which slipped to second place after topping the charts for 3 weekends. So, yeah, I had a feeling that would be the case with that movie because it's a good franchise right there, and it just the previews looked really good on that. I don't know if I'll go to see that. That's not my along my line. I think that's more, in my opinion, more for youth and families and stuff like that. For me, I'm looking forward to Superman, the remake of Superman. That's coming to the theaters coming up soon this summer, so I'll be looking for that. And from my understanding, for a lot of good movies coming up in the theaters this summer, so be sure to go out and see one of those movies and support your local theater.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Thunderstorms likely late this evening with a low of 65, warm and sticky tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 83, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely early tomorrow night, low 63, periods of heavy rain and storms on Wednesday with a high of 77, sun to start the day on Thursday, chances for storms and storms in the early evening. Chances for showers and storms early in the evening with a high of 85, and spotty showers and thunderstorms in the morning on Friday, and again in the evening with a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy, the winds are out of the west-southwest at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
From CVS, I remember thinking I'm too young for this. Those 9 months came and went, got an angel heaven sent, promised that I always try my best. But there's no instruction book on how to raise a kid, holding life in my hand.
Bobby. flashers blinking. So I stop at the quick sack, and while they pass by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days. 'Cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
From 2024, that was Justin Moore. Just last year. Time's ticking. And country and community, and time is ticking away here, too. 7:46 is our time, 75 degrees the temperature, and skies are cloudy again. The sun didn't stay around very long, but who knows? Maybe the sun will come out tomorrow, just like Annie says. You never know. And right now, there's some high school sports action going on in the state in Grand Chute. That's the state baseball tournament. And today was a lot of Division I teams played today. And that the winners of the team, those games include Hamilton beating Oak Creek 6-1, and Badger beating Hudson 14-3. Also, Hartford beat Hortonville 4-1, and Muskego beat Sun Prairie East 7-2. That was quarterfinal action. So Hamilton will take on Badger on Wednesday, as well as Hartford will take on Muskego, and the winner of that game will play on Thursday. Local teams that will be playing tomorrow, though, is it will be Fenimore taking on Kewaunee, and that'll be at 2:30 tomorrow in Grand Chute at the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. And on Wednesday, it'll be Reedsburg taking on New Berlin Eisenhower, and they'll play that game after the first game during the 9 a.m. session, and that'll be Aquinas taking on Seymour. So, yes, a lot of good high school baseball action. Of course, we don't have any high school sports action here on WRCL now during the summer, and except for hometown. We do have hometown league baseball on Sundays, but also on WRC, we do have Brewer baseball action during the summers. And the Brewers, they have the day off today, and tomorrow they resume play. They take on the Cubs in a three-game series. Of course, the Brewers, they ended up beating taking the series from the Cardinals this weekend. And we'll see here. I'm going to just kind of look quick and see how far the Brewers are behind. So the Brewers are in second place, 5.5 games behind the Cubs. So if the Brewers would have a sweep, they would be back by only 2.5 games. So they got a little bit of a climb to get up in first place. But we'll see what happens. And the tough part, it's going to be at Wrigley Field in the playing against the Cubs. And the Cubs are doing pretty good this year. They got a pretty good team. And Craig Counsell's been managing them really well this year. So we'll see what happens. Brewers, that would be awesome if they could get in there and get a sweep on those Cubbies. And tomorrow's game, the first game of the three-game series, starts at 7:05 with the first pitch. And you'll be able to hear that game, as I said, on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And pregame tomorrow night will start at around 6:30.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmer's Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Shop the Summer Project Sale this week at All American Do-It Center. Save $13 on a 50-foot heavy-duty contractor hose, just $39.97. Get a 35-ounce container of Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Concentrate, only $20.99 after Best Rewards rebate. Save 35% on a 2-inch by 15-foot ratchet tie-down, now $14.99. Shop the Summer Project Sale at All American Do-It Center in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it up, tore down and mold two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
That was Dylan Scott with "This Clown." This, not this clown. This town's been too good to us. Oh my God! Yeah, if I could tell them the end of my shift is here. This clown's been too good to us. No, this town's been too good to us, Tim. Anyways, yes, it's time for me to wrap it up and get out of here and just get my brain back in order again. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your evening. And I'll be back again tomorrow and hopefully won't be having clowns on my mind tomorrow. But I'll be back tomorrow and I'll be back on with the sports report at 5:20 tomorrow. And then after that, we have the ag report. And then I'll have some more great music for you up until the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow evening. Keep it tuned here, though. We still have some great music playing for you during the evening and overnight hours. And then tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., Phil Nee will turn on the Light in the Milk House with the Light in the Milk House show. He'll be here playing some great music for you. He'll have some great sports reports. He'll have trivia. He'll have Hank in the studio. Yes, Hank will be stopping by, and they'll have the good old roundup. And yes, just a lot of good things, and the only way Mr. Phil Nee knows how to bring it to you. So be sure to tune into that tomorrow morning, starting at 5 a.m. right here on WRCO 100.9, also on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. All right, to take us up till the top of the hour and ABC News, David Ball with "Whenever You Come Back to Me." Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
You disappear a day or so. I have no idea where you go. Then out of the blue, you cross my mind. It's me and you, just like old times. Walking in the autumn breeze and kicking up the fallen leaves. I close my eyes and you're right here, saying this is my favorite time of year. Whenever you come back, prints in the sand. You let go of my hand. The water's edge, you turn and smile and say, I'll see you in a little while. come back to me. Oh, whenever you come back to me.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells ABC News that targeting Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei would end, not to escalate, the ongoing fight between Israel and Iran. Israel targeting Iranian state TV.
The Israeli military claiming the station is at the heart of the regime's communications, saying residents were warned to evacuate. Israel also bombing Iranian F-14 fighter jets, claiming it now controls the skies over Iran. But the Iranians unleashing their own blistering missile barrage into the heart of Israel.
ABC's Ian Pannell. In response to widespread ICE protests that have been taking place in Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass has reduced the curfew hours for the downtown area following successful crime prevention and suppression efforts. Effective today, the curfew will be in effect from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. The curfew adjustment comes in response to reduced looting, violence, and vandalism. This is ABC News. A soccer coach, at first,